Today we continue to study the book of Matthew.
今天我们继续马太福音的讲道系列。
And today we have come to chapter 5, verse 17 to 20.
今天我们来到马太福音五章的十七到二十节。
The title of today's passage is Exceeds the Righteousness of the Scribes and Pharisees.
今天讲到的题目是胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
And we'll study in a moment, what does that mean?
我们要学习这句话是什么意思。
So let's first read the passage.
首先我们把这段经文读一次。
Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you,Till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you,Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So I'll ask Pastor Joe to read with it once in Chinese.
马太福音五章十七到二十节。你们不要以为我来是要废除律法和先知。我来不是要废除，而是要完成。我实在告诉你们，就算天地过去，律法的一点一画也不会废去，全部都要成就。因此，无论谁废除诫命中最小的一条，又这样教导人，他在天国中必成为最小的。但若有人遵行这些诫命，并且教导人遵行，他在天国中必成为大。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过经学家和法利赛人的义，就必不能进天国。
This is the passage we are going to study.
这就是今天我们要学习的经文。
Now, it doesn't look very easy to understand.
看上去这段话，不太容易明白。
But, let's try bit by bit.
但是我们逐一部分尝试去理解它。
Now in verse 17, you see the word the law and the prophets.
在十七节，我们看见律法和先知这个词。
We must first understand what the law and the prophets is.
首先，我们要理解什么是律法和先知。
Now, the Bible is compiled of two parts.
圣经是由两部分组成的。
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
就是旧约和新约。
Whenever you see the term the law and the prophets,
每当你看见律法和先知这个词,
it's referring to what the Christians call the Old Testament.
所指的就是基督徒通常称为旧约的部分。
This is a Bible.
我手上的就是一本圣经。
So the first part, the first section is the Old Testament.
第一部分就是旧约。
And the latter part is the New Testament.
后来第二部分叫新约。
As you can see, the Old Testament is more than the New Testament.
旧约是比较多内容的。
And New Testament begins.With the birth of Jesus.
新约是从耶稣基督的诞生开始。
Well, that means Old Testament is anything before the birth of Jesus.
也就是说，旧约的内容就是耶稣出生前的内容。
Now, Old Testament and New Testament is what Christians call them.
那新约、旧约这两个词是基督徒的称谓。
The Jews, the Jewish people, didn't call it the Old Testament and New Testament.
但是犹太人不是这样称呼他们圣经的。
Because at the time of Jesus, there was only Old Testament.
因为在耶稣基督的时间， 他们犹太人具有所谓的旧约。
Whenever the Lord Jesus read the scripture in the synagogue, he always quoted from the Old Testament.
每一次耶稣基督在会堂去读圣经的时候啊，所读的经文都是从旧约取出来的。
So for the Jewish people, they call this part of the book the Law and the Prophets.
所以犹太人是怎样称谓旧约的呢？他们称作律法和先知。
The Law and the Prophet, that is the Old Testament, was the only scripture the Jews had at the time of Jesus.
律法和先知就是所谓的旧约，是犹太人唯一的一本圣经。
So in short, the Law and the Prophets means the Old Testament.
简单来说，律法和先知所指的是旧约圣经。
Now by the name, you know its content.
从这个 名字你大概就能知道它的内容。
The Old Testament, the first part is made up of the first five books of Moses.
旧约的第一部分呢，是由摩西所写的摩西五经组成的。
So this first section is called the Law.
所以摩西五经犹太人称作律法。
The word law in Greek means teaching or instruction.
但是原文的律法这个字其实是教训，做人的教训的意思。
You can find loads of instructions in the first five books of Moses.
所以从摩西五经可以看见很多神赐给以色列的教训。
Particularly in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
尤其是从利未记、出埃及记、民数记、生命记的四记里找到很多的教训。
Those instructions are given by God to the Jews through Moses.
这些都是神通过摩西颁布给以色列人的教训。
These instructions.Were very important to the Jewish people.
这些对于犹太人是非常重要的。
Because they governed the daily lives of the people.
因为这些教训指导犹太人怎样生活，怎么做人。
It teaches the people how they should live.
教他们怎样过活。
How they should love God.
他们应该如何去爱神。
And how they should treat each other.
他们应该如何彼此对待？
Now, besides the five books of Moses, there are other books, which have many instructions.
除了摩西五经，旧约还有其他的地方也包含了很多的教训的。
For example, Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
比如说诗篇、箴言以及传道书。
Now, after the law,
律法之后,
the second section in the Old Testament is called the prophets.
旧约的第二部呢，就叫做先知。
They were written by prophets.
先知是众先知们所写的著作。
The prophets are people who spoke on behalf of God.
先知就是神的代言人。
God will reveal his plans and will to the prophets.
神会拣选这些人，把他的旨意向他们启示。
And ask them to tell his people or not to tell his people.
然后就吩咐先知去告诉百姓，或者是不要告诉百姓。
So I have spent some time to explain the law and the prophets.
所以我花了几分钟给大家解释律法和先知是什么的意思。
In short, it refers to the teaching and instruction of God recorded in the Old Testament.
律法和先知所指的就是神赐给以色列人是怎么做人、怎么生活的教训。
So, verse 17 says, Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets.
十七节耶稣说你们不要以为我来了是要废除律法和先知。
I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
我来不是要了废除，而是要完成。
For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not any iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
我实在告诉你们，就算天地过去，律法的一点一画也不会废去，全部都要成就。
In verse 18, you see a word that I'm sure you don't know.
在十八节，有一个词，我想你是不懂的。
Iota.
那在英语的翻译就是 iota 这个字。
Now iota is actually an alphabet, the Greek alphabet.
原文这个 iota 呢，其实是原文的一个字母。所以红色这个字母就是 iota， 在中文圣经被翻译成一点。
Now here is the Greek alphabet list.
这里我们看见是希腊文的字母。
You may not know Greek.
虽然你不懂希腊语。
But if I tell you iota is the smallest letter on the Greek alphabet list.
但是如果我告诉你，字母当中最小的一个叫 iota，
Can you guess which letter is iota？
你能不能猜出哪一个字母就是 iota 呢
？Take a look, the smallest letter。
看一看哪一个字母最小呢
？The first one on the second row。
第二行的第一个字母。
Yeah, this is iota。
对，你说的对，那个字母就叫 iota。
Do you agree, Victor? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just a little game to wake you all up. Okay. Now, from verse 17 to 18.
从十七到十八节。
It tells us the teaching and instruction of God was very important to the daily life of the Jews.
告诉我们，律法和先知里头的。每一句话，每一点一画，对犹太人来说都是非常重要的。
The teaching and instruction of God will not be abolished.
这神给犹太人的教训一点都不会废去。
If we read on to verse 19,
现在我们看十九节。
Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so. Shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
无论谁废除诫命中最小的一条，有这样教导人，他在天国中必成为最小的。
But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
但若有人遵行这些诫命，并且教导人遵行，他在天国中必成为伟大。
Now here tells us that the teaching and instruction of God.Will not be abolished.
这里说，这些的教训是不会被废除的。
It's always true throughout generations.
就是历世历代都是真实的。
No matter what time you are living in, the word of God remains unchanged.
无论是什么时代的人，神的话是永远不改变的。
Is absolute.
是绝对的。
But let me ask you a question.
现在我问大家一个问题。
If the teaching and instruction of God is so important to the Jewish people, then can you tell me who was the teacher of the law and the prophet at the time?
那如果神的话语、律法和先知对犹太人是这么重要，那么对犹太人来说最重要的一位老师是谁呢
？Who is responsible for teaching the Jews about the law and the prophets？
是哪谁把律法和先知的话教导以色列人呢
？Who knows？
是谁呢
？Anyone knows？
Moses and Elijah。
Moses and Elijah, and that is when the time Moses was still alive.
是当摩西还在世上的时候，教导犹太人的就是摩西以及以利亚。
How about at the time of Jesus?
但是在耶稣的时代，谁是最伟大的老师呢？
Who teaches? Yeah, the teachers, the teachers of the law and the prophets at the time are called the scribes and Pharisees.
在耶稣的时候，律法和先知的老师们就是称为经学家或者是文士和法利赛人。
Now, when we come to scribes and Pharisees, I need to explain again who they are.
那我有必要为大家解释，文士和法利赛人是什么人？
Pharisee was a religious sect at that time.
法利赛是当时的一种的宗教的派系。
Its members were made up of ordinary people who had their own careers.
成员都是百姓，平民。
But they would dedicate themselves to study the scripture after work.
但是他们下班后呢，是非常热衷于读圣经的。
They were serious followers of the teaching of God.
他们都是很认真去追随圣经的教训的人。
Not only did they observe what the scripture has stated, they also observed the Jewish oral traditions.
他们不但遵守圣经所写的话，他们更遵守一些的民间的传统。
And the scribes were experts of the scripture.
而文士或者说经学家就是圣经的专家。
They taught the people how to apply the teachings in their daily lives.
是百姓是靠他们教导他们如何把圣经的话应用在生活上。
In short, these scribes and Pharisees were teachers who were very serious with the word of God.
简单来说，文士和法利赛人就是对圣经非常认真的一群人。
They were diligent in studying the word of God.
他们研究圣经很勤快。
By word of God, I mean the law.
所谓的神的话语，我指的是律法。
They were zealous in teaching the law too.
他们也非常的热衷于教导律法。
They were very eager to tell people how to apply the law in their lives.
他们非常热心去解释。百姓应该如何去应用圣经？
Now, let's come to verse 20.
现在我们就来到二十节。
In verse 20, we read an astonishing statement.
从二十节我们看见的话是非常使人吃惊的。
Here says, For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees,You will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，就必不能进天国。
If you want to enter the kingdom of God, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees.
如果你想进天国，你的义必须胜过、超过。文士和法利赛人的义。
I have just said the scribes and the Pharisees were diligent and zealous for the law.
我刚刚已经说了，法利赛人以及文士是一批对律法非常认真的一群人。
If they were so diligent and zealous,
如果他们这么热心，这么的努力去研究圣经，
then who else can beat them?
那还有谁能够超得过他们呢？
Is Jesus suggesting a competition here?
耶稣这里是不是建议你们跟法利赛人、跟文士来比赛？
What does it mean by exceeding the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
要胜过文士和法利赛人的义，这句话是什么意思？
We must understand it because it has to do with entering the kingdom of heaven.
我们必须明白这句话的意思，因为你能不能进天国，全在乎这里。
Jesus went on to explain what he meant.
耶稣继续解释他的意思。
In the following passages,
就是下来的文字。
That is in the rest of the chapter 5.
也就是说，马太第五章的其他的内容。
From verse 21 onward,
从二十一节开始
，The Lord Jesus quotes many many laws from the Old Testament.
耶稣从律法引用了很多的诫命。
And in verse 21, when he quotes the Old Testament or the law, he always said, "You have heard that it was said."
比如从二十一节，当耶稣引用律法的话的时候，他也会说。你有听过这样吩咐古人的话说
？And then he will immediately explain that quotation.
然后他就会解释他所引用的律法的意思。
He will say, "But I say to you."
他会说，可是我告诉你们。
Let's go through it quickly.
我们现在快快看一下。
And try to understand what Jesus meant by saying.When he said, "Exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees."
我们要明白，当耶稣说你们的义必须胜过文士和法利赛人的义的时候，它是什么意思
？Verse 21,
第二十一节。
You have heard that it was said to the men of old, that is the law from the Old Testament.
你们听过有这样吩咐古人的话，就是说，旧约的律法的话。
You shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment.
不可杀人，杀人的必被判罪。
Now this is quoted from the Old Testament law.
这是旧约里面的律法的一次的引用。
And this is also what the scribes and Pharisees taught the people.
这也是文士和法利赛人教导百姓的。
But in verse 22, The Lord Jesus went on to explain what the law really means.
但是从二十二节以下，耶稣解释这句的律法的真的含义到底是什么。
He said, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment."
他说，可是我告诉你们，凡是向兄弟发怒的，就必被判罪。
The law.Taught the people how to deal with matters like killing.
法律呢，就是关于杀人的事情。
But Jesus was trying to say, "Do you really understand the matter of killing?"
但是耶稣就问我们：“你真的明白杀人的含义是什么吗？”
It's not merely an act of killing.
杀人不只单单是把一个人杀了。
Killing all starts with harboring anger in your heart.
一个人会动手杀一个人之前，他先在心里就开始怀怒。
Harboring anger in your heart is a place where no one can see except God.
从心里含怒是心就是一个除了神之外别人看不见的地方。
You think you understand? Maybe the scribes and Pharisees, you think you understand the law? But let me tell you more about it.
文士和法利赛人或许觉得自己明白了这个法律，但是耶稣就把这个法律的真义解释出来。
Next.
下一个例子。
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery."
二十七节说，你们听过有这样的吩咐的话说，不可奸淫。
But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
可是我告诉你们，凡是看见妇女就动淫念的，心里已经犯了奸淫。
Jesus was trying to say, adultery starts with a lustful thought in the heart.
耶稣说，奸淫是从人的心开始的。
While the scribes and Pharisees maybe just telling the people, or if there is adultery, what you should do.
法文士和法利赛人所教导百姓的，就是如果有人犯了奸淫，那么法律该怎么处理他？
The Lord Jesus is telling us something more.
耶稣所说的就超过了这个法律的表面。
The next example.
下一个例子。
It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
第三十一节说，人若休妻，就应当给他休书。
But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, makes her an adulteress.
三十二节说，可是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，如果不是因为她不贞，便是出使她犯奸淫了。
If you just look at the law, this is the verse 31.
就上去一节里面的，如果你光看法律的表面
，Here says whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
法律说，人若休妻，就应该给他休书。
Oh, you may think, oh, the law of God supports divorce.
所以你可能就会理解成，神的话语是赞同，是支持人去离婚的。
So.You know, in those days, the ancient time, some men may have more than one wife.
在古时代，一个男人可能有多过一个的妻子。
So does it mean if you don't like your wife because she's getting fat or old, then you can divorce her as you like?
意思是不是如果其中一个妻子胖了老了，你就可以把她休掉？
The Lord Jesus wants to tell us something more.
但耶稣想告诉我们多一点东西。
Next.
下一个例子。
Again, you have heard that it was said to the men of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn."
你们有听过有这样吩咐古人的话说，不可背约。向主许的愿都要偿还，偿还。
But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let what you say be simply yes or no.
可是我告诉你们，总不可发誓，不可指着天发誓。
你们的话，
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
Here is talking about a person being truthful.
这里谈到的是一个人应该诚实。
If you mean what you say,
如果你心里跟你口说的是一句的话，
you don't need to swear.
你不需要发誓。
So everything starts from your heart.
因为一切都由你的心发出。
And what kind of person you are?
就是你是什么类的人，你就会怎么说话。
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
从三十八节我们看见有这样的吩咐，以言还言，以牙还牙。
But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
可是我告诉你们，不要与恶人对抗。有人打你的右脸，把另外一边也转过来让他打。
It seems that what the law said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, seems more sensible.
看来以言还言，以牙还牙，听来比较合理。
But what Jesus taught more, does it make sense to you?
但是耶稣的话，对你来说是可以理解吗？
Well, I won't explain it in detail now because in the times to come, we will explain section by section.
今天我的目的就不是详细的解释这些，因为下来的讲道我们会深入的去解释每一段。
The last one.
最后的一个例子。
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
最后一个例子是四十三节，你们也听过有这样的吩咐说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。
But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
可是我告诉你们，应当爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你的人祈祷。
Does it make sense to you?
你能理解耶稣这些的话吗？
Now, after looking at a series of quotations from the law,
刚才我们看过了，耶稣如何从律法引用了一些的诫条。
And a further explanation given by the Lord Jesus.
我们也看过了耶稣如何超过了这些进一步的解释。
Do you begin to understand what it means by exceeding the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees?
那么现在你可以不可以明白义必须胜过文士和法利赛人的义 是什么意思？
What the scribes and Pharisees could understand may be only the letter of the law.
文士和法利赛人所理解的或许只是律法的表面。
To understand it superficially means they have not understood it at all.
但是若是肤浅的理解律法，就等于就根本就不明白律法了。
The Lord Jesus come to not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
耶稣来不是为了废除律法，而是来成就。
He is going to explain the law in its true essence to the people.
他要把律法的真意向百姓解释。
So put it simply, to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees means to correctly understand the law and do it accordingly.
所以简单来说，我们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人的义的意思就是，我们要准确地明白律法的精神，而且去遵行。
The scribes and the Pharisees teach the law, but have they really understood it?
法利赛人的确是教导百姓律法，但是他们的理解真的是正确吗？
Without the correct understanding of the law and God himself, how could they possibly practice it?
如果没有正确的理解律法，以及理解明白神，又怎可能真正的去遵守呢？
Jesus doesn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
耶稣来不是废除律法，而是来完成。
Fulfill means to bring it to completion.
所谓完成，就是把这些律法去成就。
He understands the law, and he does the law without compromise.
耶稣不但正确地明白律法，他更是遵守了律法。
He teaches his disciples to do the same.
他也教导他们的门徒去一样的去遵守。
That is fulfill. That means fulfill.
意思就是教导他们去遵守。
That is to bring it, to bring the law to completion.
也就是把律法成就。
To understand it correctly and to do it.
所以这里有两条，首先要正确的明白，第二就是遵守。
And teach the disciples to do the same.
而且更教导门徒同样去这样做。
Now both Jesus and the Pharisees are serious with the word of God.
有一点大家需要知道，就是法利赛人跟耶稣都同样认真地对待圣经。
But the difference between Jesus and the Pharisees is that.
但是耶稣跟法利赛人之间有区别。
Jesus has understood the word of God. He has practiced it, and he has taught his disciples to do the same.
耶稣又明白律法，又遵行律法，更教导门徒去遵行。
While the Pharisees has neither understood nor practiced it.
而法利赛人又没有正确的明白， 更没有去遵行。
No wonder when Jesus spoke of the Pharisees, he said the following.
怪不得曾经耶稣谈及法利赛人的时候，他这样说。
He said, they preach, but do not practice.
他们教导人，但是自己不去做。
They neglected the weightier matter of the law.
他们又忽略了律法中的重点。
They outwardly appear righteous to men, but within they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
他们的外表是在人前 人的面前是 很好，但是内心是充满了伪善和罪恶。
And they leave the commandment of God in order to keep their tradition.
他们宁愿遵守人的传统，但是却不遵守神的律法。
So we can say the Pharisees and the scribes, they don't understand the law. And they don't do it.
所以法利赛人，你可以说他们既不真正的理解律法，更不去遵守。
But yet, there is another possibility.
但是还有另外一种可能性。
That some Pharisees may have understood the law.
就是部分的法利赛人也正确的理解律法。
But they have not practiced it.
但是他们却没有遵守。
What they have done or what they have practiced is only the latter.
他们所遵守的，他们所做的，只不过是律法的表面要求。
Because after you have correctly understood the scripture,
原因是当你正确的理解律法之后，
that is what Jesus have further explained.
比如说，好像耶稣刚才所解释的
，You realize that the real meaning of the law always has to do with the inner heart.
你就会明白，律法的真意永远都是针对我们的内心。
Observing the law is not just to observe the letter.
遵守律法不等于就是遵守律法的表面。
The law of God always has to do with our inner heart.
律法针对的永远都是我们的内心。
Now, if I say some Pharisees may have understood the law, but they have only practiced the letter.
当我刚才说部分的法利赛人可能明白律法的真意，但是他们遵行的时候只遵行律法的表面要求的时候，
Why would it be?
为什么会这样呢？
Why would it be so? Well, if anyone have understood the law of God or the word of God, but they chose just to practice the letter of it.
你试想一想，一个人已经准确的明白律法的真意呢，但为什么遵行的时候只遵行律法表面的要求，却不遵行律法真的要求呢？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
It's easier.
因为遵行表面的要求就容易多了。
Say for example, if I invite you to come for Sunday service,
比如说我邀请你来参加我们星期天的聚会。
Which is easier if I ask you to come for Sunday service, or I ask you to love your enemy?
或者我请你去爱你的仇敌，那请问两样哪一个比较容易做？
Of course, to come to the service is much easier.
当然，来星期天参加崇拜比较容易。
Because we come here, well, you can daydream, right?
Because 因为你来到这里聚会，你可以做白日梦。
That means you come, you observe the letter.You come here. Yeah, I have come already.
你说我这人已经来了。
This is the letter.
你已经遵行了我的要求，我的邀请的表面了。
Now, but if you daydream all the time,
但是如果你走神的话
，or you have heard the word but afterwards you forget all about it.
又或者你听了之后你就算了，你也不记住的话。
Well, which is easier? Of course, come to sit here is much, much easier.
当然，来到这里聚会，坐在这里比较容易多了。
If you have to do what the scripture has told you is much harder.
要跟着你所听的去遵行就难多了。
So for the Pharisees and scribes.
所以为了文士和法利赛人。
It's too costly to do the will of God.
他们明白去遵行神的话语代价太重了。
How costly?
有多大呢？
It costs their freedom to do what they want to do.
代价就是他们再不可以有去任性做自己想做的自由了。
This is exactly what the Pharisees want to avoid.
这就是法利赛人想避免的。
And this is also what most people want to avoid.
这也是大部分的人不想做的。
In order to do God's will,You have to submit yourself under God's rule.
为了去遵行神的旨意，你必须自己降服在神的管理之下。
Let me explain what it means in practical life.
我现在用生活一些的例子来解释这句话是什么意思。
Now most of us are drivers.
当中我们大部分人都开车。
Somewhere in your lifetime or in your driving experience, you will have accident.
你或许已经有过交通事故，车祸的事情。
Have you ever experienced hit and run?
你有没有试过撞到别人的车就离开现场跑掉
？Or you are the victim.
又或者你被人撞到了。别人跑掉
，or somebody have scratched your car and run away，
又或者别人弄花了你的车，然后就开走了。
Now lately, one of us have scratched someone's car。
前不久，我们当中有一个人就一个不小心就刮花了别人的车。
And she shared with us.It was dark at that time.
他告诉我们的时候，他说当时是晚上，看不清楚。
And after she scratched someone else's car,
这个人刮花别人的车之后
actually there no one can see.
其实当场呢没有人看见。
So this person actually has the freedom of choice to run away.
这个人是大可以把车开走就算了。
But I think the Holy Spirit was speaking to her.
我相信圣灵在她的心中说话。
And he chose to write down.Her contact number.
他把自己的联系电话号码写在一个纸条上
，and put it on the windscreen.
把纸条放在别人的车的挡风玻璃上
，and let the person know that I'm the person who scratched your car.
他告诉这个车主是我把你的车刮花了。
Now, if you were her,
要是你是当事人。
What will you do?
你会怎么做?
Will you hit and run?
你刮花了别人的车，你会不会开走?
Nobody can see.
因为没有人看见你。
And maybe the scratch is not that obvious.
或许你看见我也没有弄得太厉害。
Yeah, it's not a serious thing.
也不是很严重的事。
What will you do?
你会做什么?
I think many people will just run away.
我觉得大部分的人事情发生之后都会跑掉。
For someone who has determined to do God's will, it's different.
但是为了一个已经立志要遵行神的话的人，他的做法就很不一样。
It costs her the freedom to do what a normal person may do.
他要遵循神的旨意的话，他就会失去一般的人去任意而为的自由。
I don't know whether in her heart at that moment she has that struggle.
我不知道当时一个当事人的心里有没有什么挣扎。
But anyway, she has put God's will first before her own will.
无论如何，这个人把神在他的生命中的旨意放在首位。
Now to do the will of God, to keep His commandments, caused our freedom to do whatever we want.
要遵循神的诫命的时候，是使到我们失去了我们任意而为的自由。
But in exchange for this freedom, we will get love, joy, and peace in our hearts.
但是失去了这种所谓的自由，换来的就是爱、公义和喜乐平安。
To really do God's will, you'll have to submit yourself under God's rule.
要是你要遵循神的旨意，你必须降服自己在神的管理之下。
Anyone who does the letter of the law, just the letter of the law, won't need to submit himself under God's rule.
再请注意，一个只遵循律法的表面要求的人，他不必把自己的自由放弃。
So if you want to know whether you are really practicing the word of God, you just ask yourself, have I submitted myself under God's kingship?
如果你想知道到底你有没有遵循了神的律法的要求，你只需要自问，你有没有降服自己在神的王权底下。
This is exactly what the Lord Jesus has done.
这就是耶稣基督自己所做到的。
Constantly, he submit himself under God's kingship.
他常常都把自己降服于神的王权下。
He did God's will for our sake.
他为了我们的好处，他顺服神的旨意。
How much did it cost him to do God's will?
为了遵循神的旨意，耶稣需要付的代价有多重呢？
His everything.
他是要付出一切。
His life.
包括他的性命。
And he did so gladly.
但是他很乐意这样做。
So far what we have learned is this.
所以目前为止我们所学到的是这些。
First of all, we need to have a correct understanding of the word of God.
首先我们必须正确地理解圣经。
That's why we teach the Bible every week.
为了这个原因，我们每星期天都教圣经。
We also teach you how to study the Bible.
我们也教大家如何研究圣经。
We don't interpret the Bible in whatever way we like.
我们不是按照我们自己的喜好去解释圣经。
If you have not understood the word of God correctly, you cannot have truly practiced it.
除非你准确地明白圣经，你是无法把它遵循出来。
And secondly, after you have understood the word of God correctly, do it.
第二呢，就是当你准确地明白圣经之后呢，去做。
Don't just observe the letter.
做的时候，别光遵循要求的表面。
Don't just do it superficially.
不要肤浅地遵循。
But understand the spirit of the whole matter.
你要掌握事情的精神。
Understand what God has in mind and do it.
就是神给这个律法背后他的用意是什么，然后按照神的用意去遵行。
Unless the word of God has reached your inner being, you are not practicing His word.
换言之，除非神的话已经触摸到你的内心的深处，你的遵行还不算是真的遵行。
Only those who do the word of God will be the salt and light of the world.
也只有那些真正的遵行神的律法的人，才能够做盐做光。
And this kind of people is described in the Beatitudes.
而这里的人就是在八福所描述的那种人。
This kind of people will shine in darkness.
这种人在黑暗中能够照亮别人。
This kind of people will do the will of God.
这种人才是遵行神的旨意的。
And last week, Albert has talked about beatitudes. The people who practice the beatitude will shine as salt and light.
上周 Albert 的讲道里头提到，就是那些八福所形容的人才能够发出光辉。
I would like to go through the beatitudes quickly.
下来，我想快快的把八福的内容看一遍。
The first beatitude.
第一福。
Poor in spirit.
就心灵贫穷。
Now remember, as we read through the beatitudes, I want to show you that it is this kind of person who can truly be the salt and light of the world.
当我们一句一句的读八福的时候，你需要记住，只有八福所描述的这类人，才能够在黑暗中发出光辉。
Poor in spirit.
心灵贫穷。
That is to say the person inside her heart, he knows very well, I need God.
这种人的内心，他太清楚了，我真的需要神。
The proud won't need God.
骄傲的人不需要神。
And so the proud will never have contact with God.
因此骄傲的人永远都不能接触神。
The second beatitude, blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福了，是第二福。
Mourning is a grieving for sin.
哀伤是就为了罪恶以哀伤。
Not just to grieve for one's own sin.
不但是为自己的罪恶而哀伤。
It's also to grieve for others' sin.
也是为了别人的罪恶而悲哀。
And all the more, we should grieve for the sin of the church.
更加应该为到全球的教会的罪恶而哀伤。
If the church is not shining as light, we should not be indifferent to it.
当宗教会不能为旁人发光，我们不应该漠视无睹。
We should be grieving for the church.
我们应当为了教会这种的状况而悲哀。
And may God have mercy on the church.
愿神怜悯教会。
The third beatitude, blessed are those who are meek.
第三个福，温柔的人有福了。
What is meekness?
温柔是什么意思？
It means humbly wait upon God to carry out justice.
就是很耐心的、温柔的等候在神面前，等候他去执行正义。
Meekness doesn't mean speak softly.
这里的温柔不等于讲话的语调比较温和的意思。
It means when injustice is done to us, our heart turn to God.
就是，而是指当有人对待我们不公道的时候，我们的从心里温柔的、安静的等候神。
When someone scratch your car and run away,
当有人把你的车刮花了就跑掉了
，and you can't do anything about it.
你就无法找到这个人
，because the person has run away.
因为他已经跑掉。
All you have to do is to humbly wait upon God to carry out justice.
你能做的就是等候神为你发落。
This is meekness.
这就是温柔的意思。
This kind of person will shine as light in the world.
只有这类的人才能在世界上发光。
The next one.
下一个福。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义。
These people are determined to do righteousness.
这些的人有决心一定要得到公义。
Not just to study the scripture in detail and accurately.
他们的目标不是能够准确的、严谨的研究圣经。
But determined to do it.
他们的目标、他们的决心是要遵行。
No compromise.
不去妥协。
Just like one of our sisters who determined to do righteousness. She scratched someone else's car and she is determined not to run away.
就好像刚才我提到那位成员把别人的车刮花了之后，他下决心要做得对，要遵行神旨意，他就通知这个车主。
This kind of person will shine as light in the world.
只有这类的人在我们的世界能够发出光辉。
Merciful.
下一个福就是怜悯人。
Being merciful, it means it starts from the heart.
怜悯人是从内心开始的。
There is no way you can show compassion if you don't feel the same inside your heart.
如果你的内心没有怜悯的心，你是无法在行动上能够做出怜悯人的行动。
And one concrete expression of being merciful is to forgive.
一个怜悯别人的很具体的一种的应用就是饶恕一个人。
Forgiveness is one of the most difficult thing to do.
饶恕别人是其中一个是最难做到的一件事。
If you need to forgive anyone, that means you must have been badly hurt.
如果你需要考虑饶恕一个人，那肯定就意味着有人把你伤害了。
But if you can forgive, this is very powerful.
如果你能够饶恕，那你是非常有能力。
It's a very powerful weapon.
饶恕是一个非常有力的武器。
But if your heart is not filled with mercy, you can never do it.
但是如果你的心首先没有怜悯的心，你是没办法饶恕的。
The sixth blessing.
第六福。
Pure in heart.
清心。
Pure in heart means single-minded.
内心清洁的意思是内心很专一。
Now, some people may think to be a Christian is just to be baptized.
很多人以为做基督徒就等于你决定去接受洗礼。
As long as I go to church on Sunday and I help out a little bit in the church, that's enough.
只要洗礼了，每星期天上教堂一次，帮帮忙，做一点事情就差不多了。
Just to be a Sunday Christian, right?
这就是星期天基督徒。
But the rest of the time, I'll just do my own thing.
但其余的时间，我过我的。
I do my own will.
我做我喜欢做的。
To be pure in heart means to be single-minded in God.
清心的真的意思是对神要专一。
It's not just being a Sunday Christian.
远远不止只做星期天的基督徒。
If there are many things trying to distract us from focusing on God, we'll let go of those things.
如果有很多的事情纷扰你去追求神，你必须把一切都排除。
The next beatitude is blessed is the peacemaker.
下一个福就是使人和平。
A peacemaker is to reconcile man to God.
意思就是帮助别人跟神和好。
Such a person must be full of concern for mankind.
这种人必须首先对人类充满关心。
They don't just care about themselves.
这种人不是单关心自己的事。
When they see people who are lost,
他看见
concern.
他看见别人都是迷失了方向，他们就非常的关注。
The next one, being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
下一个福就是为了义备受迫害。
When your family or your loved one oppose you for doing God's requirement.
当你的家人看见你因为遵行神的义的时候，他们就迫害你。
Say for example, you want to pay tax.
比如说你想按据法律去交税。
But your husband or your wife oppose you.
但是呢，你的丈夫或者是你的妻子却反对你。
You want to be honest, but your family or your loved one oppose you.
或者你想做一个正直诚实的人，但是你的家人反对你这样做。
Now what will happen?
那结果怎么样呢？
You will certainly be persecuted.
那你就肯定会有困难。
Your family will not like you.
你的家人就不喜欢你。
You may be rejected.
你可能会被拒绝。
This is what it means, being persecuted for doing righteousness.
这就是为义被迫害的意思。
But this kind of people will shine as light in the world.
但是这种人才是能够在人世间发光。
Because you are doing, you are demonstrating what is righteousness.
Because, 因为你是给他们示范怎么做才是正义的。
And the last one.
最后的一个福。
Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们。捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
My account, that means Jesus' account.
所谓的因我的缘故，是指为了耶稣的缘故。
Now, today, when we say we believe in Jesus,
那今天当一个人说信耶稣，
Well, you don't have to die because you say you believe in Jesus.
你一个人信耶稣是不需要死的。
Your friends may laugh at you.
你的朋友可能会讥笑你。
But they won't kill you.
但是他们不会把你杀的。
But in those days, when people acknowledge Jesus as the appointed Messiah, they may get themselves into big trouble.
但是在耶稣的时代，当一个人决定了要追随耶稣的话，他们有可能会给自己惹来很严重的麻烦的。
It may even cost their lives.
甚至会被杀。
And many of Jesus' disciples died because of preaching Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣的门徒当中也不少，因为宣传耶稣是弥赛亚而被杀的。
We have quickly run through the Beatitudes.
刚才我们快快地把八福看了一遍。
I think you really have to do or be this kind of person in order to understand why this kind of person can shine as light in the world.
只有你去成为这种人，去跟着这样的教训去做，你才能明白为什么只有这类人才能够发光。
This type of people will shine in darkness.
这种人在黑暗中能够发出光辉。
They can give hope to the hopeless.
也能给没有希望的人有希望。
They can give direction to the lost.
也能够给迷失了方向的人引路。
And they can also reveal to the evil their sinfulness.
也能够给一些作恶的人把他的错处能够显明出来。
Though doing the will of God may seem to be costly.
虽然遵行神的旨意看来好像代价很大。
But you will find love, joy and peace in exchange.
但是换来的就是爱、喜乐和平安。
So to conclude for today,
所以今天我就要做一个总结。
The passage we have studied today is about the law and the prophet, that is the word of God.
今天的经文是关于律法和先知的，律法和先知也就是神的话的意思。
The word of God is absolute.
神的话是绝对的。
It remains unchanged throughout generations.
从一代历世历代，神的话总不改变。
We must correctly understand the word of God and practice it.
我们必须准确地理解神的话，以及去遵行它。
Only then we will be changed by God to the kind of person which the Beatitude have mentioned.
只有这样，神才能够把我们改变，变成八福所描述的人一样。
And only then we can become salt and light in the world.
也只有这样，我们才能够做盐做光。
Okay, I'll conclude here.
所以，我们就讲到这里。
Can I ask Pastor to close in prayer?
我一起来祷告结束。